Thanks very much indeed. Huge thanks, in fact, to Zoe Irvin for organising this event. I think I was at last year's.
Indeed.
It was one of the few days in the year where I felt I actually learned something. And big thanks as well to Barry Essen and Bryony McIntyre of Kill Your Timid Notion. I mentioned them particularly because a couple of weeks ago I had a slightly alarming telephone call early one morning. I was talking to Barry and he said, I can't talk to you for long. We have to go out and buy 200 blindfolds, which was an unexpected and slightly unwelcome insight into their domestic life. If you've seen the Kill Your Timid Notion brochure, you'll realize what that's about. This is the Francisco Lopez concert, which is on Sunday night, I beg your pardon. And I suppose it's very much part of what this year's festival is about, exploring how we see and how we hear and the borders between them. The formal presentations this morning will deal largely with the conceptual, philosophical, physiological aspects of both those senses. And I'm delighted to say our first speaker this morning is going to be addressing the auditory aspect of this, which Barry would hate me to describe this as a music festival, but it seems a good way of kicking off a festival that is very largely concerned with music. And our first speaker this morning is Chris Plack, who is a perceptual psychologist and professor of audiology at the University of Manchester. And Chris, just very briefly before we begin, I wouldn't for a second question Barry's syntax, but exploring the borders between sound and vision, that suggests that there's some kind of break or discontinuity between the two. Is that the case, or is there more of a continuity?